might know her as another name, but you'll recognise the voice. Katrina Polykronos, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
family law specialist and now is Katrina owner.
That's right.
Welcome back, and you've had a lot of changes in your family as well, haven't you?
Two kids now.
Oh.
Big kids.
Big kids?
5.5 and 3.5.
So you were crying in the prep line the other day, weren't you?
I was really good at prep. I was crying at the end of preschool, at graduation. I was more emotional then when he finished last year, but he was ready to start, so it was good.
Okay. That was me crying in the prep line this week.
Sorry, I get confused. Terrible.
Sorry about that, Katrina. Look, you're here. This is an interesting subject because I've been through this with a divorce previously, but a large number of people are deciding to sort of put it off. After certain periods. So
yeah, look, what happens in the new year, and this happens every year, that people in January, we get probably double the amount of calls that month that we would normally get from new people that are wanting to separate and want advice. And what happens is a lot of them, men and women, but this year I found it was mostly women that were calling, have decided before Christmas, you know, last year at some point, that the relationship's over and that they want to end it. But they do wait until Christmas, I find, generally, particularly those with children. And then after Christmas in the new year, the phone's ringing hot because people have told their partner it's all over and they're ready to move forward.
Mm. Oh, so why this time of year, though?
I think it's the whole new year thing, fresh start by ending the relationship, which sort of sounds a bit weird, but that's really what it comes down to when they're sort of ready to go, when they're sort of re-energised after the Christmas break.
And the major
Christmas
event, too, a lot of people say, you know, I wait till the kids finish school, or I wait till this, and, you know, the New Year's just
the
another
Christmas
thing.
Yeah.
So what are you finding with these people? Are they in a state of extreme stress, I imagine?
No, look, what happens is this is really common, particularly with sort of middle-aged women whose children have grown up or are older, teenagers. Mm. And what I find is it's interesting sort of from a psychological point of view, and it does affect how your lawyer runs your case to some degree, but the people who've made the decision in a lot of these cases, what they've done is they've decided some time ago the relationship's over and they've gone through the grieving process themselves, right? And then often when they tell the other party it's over, the other party's shocked.
Right? And the other party is normally the guy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the example I'm giving is normally when the woman's made the decision and then the guy's shocked. And what happens is, and that's interesting for a lawyer, because if you're acting for the woman, she's ready to go. You know, she wants to make her offers of settlement. She wants to sort out the kids. And then the problem you have with the bloke is that he's playing catch up. So he might be 6 or 9 months behind in that, you know, in the emotional state, and she's ready to move forward, and he's like devastated.
Yeah, devastated or angry.
Or angry.
Yeah, but there's an emotional reaction regardless that he has to deal with, but she's already done so.
Yeah, and he's not in that mindset ready to negotiate. Mm. So sometimes there's a lot of scrambling. With some instances, you say, oh, let's go to counselling, and she's not interested, whatever. But, you know, as the lawyer, can make it interesting in terms of, okay, you ready to move forward or not.
Mm. Now, do you find that a lot of women in that situation, emotionally, they left the relationship long before they did physically, so they've been putting this into a plan for a long time.
Yes, yes.
So then the husband's playing catch-up. So would you rather...
Who do I want?
Yeah. Mm.
Look, it doesn't... Who do I want? Whoever's going to win. No, just kidding. There's no winners in family law, listeners.
That's right.
So try and settle. Look, I have an even spread of both. It doesn't really matter. Because very quickly the bloke will catch up, and then you have all the anger, you know, that coming from his side, and resistance to paying out money sometimes and things like that. Not always, but, you know, either which way, you know, I have an even spread of both in terms of where they're both at, and women and men. Yeah.
Are you seeing more and more of it?
Separation rate's quite high. Mm. I think statistically we're not as bad as the US, but we are catching up.
Yeah.
And same with de facto relationships breaking down. You know, a lot of people aren't getting married de facto and they separate. And, you know, it's really easy to get divorced in our country.
Yeah.
You know?
Relatively.
Really easy. To get the actual divorce, which doesn't go along with the property settlement, they're two separate things.
Yes.
It's not hard, you know. You don't have to go to counselling unless you're in a very short relationship. So, and you don't need the other party's consent.
I read recently that the over 60s female is the rising new person who is instigating divorce like never before.
Yes, and you know what that's leading to? A lot of women in that position coming in and saying, when they've formed a new relationship, I want a prenup or a de facto a financial agreement to protect me, because I've got adult kids from a previous relationship and I want to protect my assets for those children. and I've got more money than him, and or, you know, vice versa if it's the bloke. But you're right in terms of the surge.
What an interesting thing for me. It seems to be it's a little bit more technical, clinical nowadays to go through that process. Are we still seeing that War of the Roses kind of thing where the husband and wife just will not communicate properly and it's going completely bananas?
Look, it's not as bad because mediation's really taken off. Mediation's really taken off and people are aware of it. Okay, so whenever you look for family law information on the internet, when I get a new consult coming in, they are asking about mediations and stuff like that. So it's not as bad. You definitely get people that can't talk to each other at all, and that's a nightmare, and that's where lawyers make their money, you know. So the more difficult your case is and the harder it is for you to communicate with the other person, well, you're just going to pay your lawyer for that privilege, you know.
So if you have done this, Katrina, just over Christmas and you're starting the new year, what's the first thing you should think about?
First thing you definitely need to do is please don't listen to other people who have said, when I went through this, this is how it works, this is what I get, because it's very fact-specific for your case with regards to property particularly, how things end up, and even with your children, okay? Best thing to do is seek initial advice from a family lawyer who knows what they're doing, and then you don't have to retain a lawyer straight away, but at least get the initial advice and then you can make an informed decision about what to do next.
Thank you so much. That's a good insight. There's a lot of people, and I'm sorry if you're in this situation, but, you know, obviously you can get in touch with Katrina.
Yeah, don't forget, I offer the initial consult for 4BC listeners free. Okay, so there's no charge.
Yet. That's fantastic. Perfect. Katrina Oner from Oner Family Law. That's O-N-E-R, and you can check them out on the web, onerfamilylaw.com.au, the number 301097 42. Katrina, thank you so much.
Thank
Lovely
you.
To meet you.
You too.
That.
See you later.
See ya.